So our passage today, Jesus is saying that the kingdom of God is here. Turn your life around and listen to the good news. He recruited people, and he recruited people so that they could go out and tell the good news to other people and draw them in. It is really good news, isn't it? It's something we talk about pretty much every week here, and it's exciting good news. But I want to talk about what happens when we feel like we don't really feel the good news in our lives. But let's pray first. Join me. God, we thank you for the message of your good news, your grace and your love that sustain us even when we don't feel like it's good news. Thank you for being with us and give us your understanding. Bless us with your loving arms and your beautiful spirit. Send your light into us and bless us today as we go forward and we listen and we learn and we have this wonderful time of communion together as we celebrate another year of our life as a church in Salt Lake. In your name we pray. Amen. So my last week has been bookended by two funerals. And it's an interesting thing to be at a funeral and talk with people and see what their lives are like and watch them grieve and be part of that and hold space for them. This holy, sacred space when someone moves on to the next great adventure, I say. But sometimes in these moments when we're grieving, when things are going on in our lives, maybe we don't have enough money to get by, maybe we've lost someone, maybe not just to death, but maybe like our daughter who isn't talking to us and who is having a rough time and we want to help her. Sometimes the good news doesn't feel like it's penetrating like we'd like it to. Sometimes we feel distraught. Sometimes we feel depressed. Where is that good news then? How do we make sense of this Christ who comes and says, I have something new for you, when we don't feel like we even want to listen? I think even in these times of these funerals, there is hope. People think about their own mortality and that someday they will see their loved ones. There is hope in that. But in the grieving of the day, when our loved ones are dying or something really hard is going on in our lives, where is that good news? And how do we feel it? How do we feel like we can share that good news when we can't get through the day without crying all day? Because I am the pastor here, people come to me with their life stories, their difficulties, their tears. And their question always is, how do I get to that space again where I'm happy? How do I do it? It's not always easy to say we have a God who hears all of our prayers when sometimes we don't feel heard. We don't feel like there's an end to our pain. We don't know where it's going and how we'll cope. But there is good news, isn't there? Because on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, the meek will inherit the earth. Those who are weeping will be comforted. All of those things that we feel are so hard in our lives, those are the times when sometimes we connect the greatest with God because we are at the end of our rope and we don't know where else to turn. Sometimes when our lives are going great, we forget that God's even there. We created it. We have a job. We have the money. We have the vacation. And where is God in that? It's hard to keep a relationship with God because we don't hear an audible voice that says, hey, I'm here to greet you this morning. How are you doing? But God is there. God is there in all of our grieving. God is there to comfort. God is there to love. God is there to be joyful with us. When we do joys and concerns, we say both because God is there in all of it. And God is graceful and beautiful. When the Bible says that God will be the judge, it's a wonderful thing because God's judgment is unconditional love for us. It is not like some of our friends might do, or our neighbors, or people that are in the world might point a finger and think we are less than. God never does that. God's judgment is different because God doesn't have our ways. God is in God's ways. So I watched people in both of these funerals. There were many Jewish people yesterday at the funeral for Anne, and there were a lot of LES people for Chuck's funeral last week. But the thread that goes through all of it is that we're all connected. When people were together to worship and honor the life of a person in their lives, father, brother, mother, sister, PEO sister, there was a unity of all of us in loving that person on to the next space, knowing that somehow this person was cared for. There is good news in that. There's joy in that, even if we're grieving. I think sometimes we mix up happiness and joy. We can feel very sad and still have joy. Joy in that our loved ones are no longer suffering. Joy in the fact that we had that person for a while. It's hard to imagine sometimes, though, when we're at the lowest of low. So where do we go with that? Hopefully, we come to each other and we stand in prayer. We did a meditation this morning where we walked out into an open field of newly fallen snow and felt the joy of just being out in nature and having the snow fall on our face and our hands and listening to the silence. And there was joy. Absolute joy in that moment of being within ourselves and outside of ourselves in this great creation. So there is good news. There's good news of God's love every day. The message is that we are loved. And because we are loved, we have the capacity to love other people. As people who are born in the image of God, created in the image of God, we have that divine spark that helps us to love other people, knowing that we're loved first. That the judgment of God is not overwhelming because God is grace and love. If we feel like we can't be forgiven, we can throw that all away on our knees in front of God because God's judgment is different. God's judgment is grace and love. So even though this has been a hard week for me, my energy is drained. I have felt absolute love and grace from God to be invited into the sacred space of moving somewhere else, of comforting families who felt distraught, just being the light that God requires of us, that reflected love. It's all good news. So even when we suffer, we are in the hands of a loving and wonderful God who judges us in God's way, not in our way, with unconditional love. Really good news. Amen.